Earlier this year, the Environmental Protection Agency officially started the process to use its authority under the Clean Water Act to basically veto the issuance of dredge and fill permits that would be absolutely necessary for the development of the controversial mining project in the Bristol Bay region. The Pebble Limited Partnership, which is seeking to develop the Pebble Mine, decided to take the issue to court, and they filed suit Wednesday. Mike Heatwall is a spokesman for the partnership. He says the partnership firmly believes the EPA does not have the authority to do what it's doing.
The legal background under the Clean Water Act, that we view that the authority does not exist for them to preemptively stop a project, and that's one of the key components of our litigation. And unfortunately, this is the step we have to take to defend our interests in Pebble.
The Pebble Limited Partnership is asking the court to issue an injunction to stop the EPA's process. The partnership contends that without an actual permit application, which has not yet been forthcoming, the EPA's actions exceed the authority granted the agency under the Clean Water Act. Heatwall admits the EPA has the authority to invoke its 404C veto authority, but he says the partnership's attorneys believe the agency cannot do so preemptively, which is what the agency is seeking in this instance. Opponents of the proposed Pebble Mine claim the agency has such an authority, and they point to an example where the authority was actually used. However, Heatwall says the partnership believes they and the EPA are misreading what actually happened.
There's two things I'll draw your attention to. One is a September 2010 risk matrix briefing that was held at EPA headquarters in Washington, D.C., where the EPA staff clearly acknowledges that this preemptive or proactive veto of a project has never been done in the history of the Clean Water Act. So their own documents are saying never been done in the history of the Clean Water Act. The other issue is there were three identical parcels of property, I believe, in Florida, two of which had filed for permits and had some level of environmental review that the EPA vetoed. And in that, they swept in the third property. So, really identical circumstances, smaller properties that we're talking about here, not a wholesale stopping of a pretty significant mineral or resource development project, and carving out authority that is unprecedented under the Clean Water Act.
The proposed Pebble Mine is very controversial due to its location in or near some of the most important salmon habitat on Earth. Many organizations dedicated to preserving the Bristol Bay region's tremendous salmon resource are adamantly opposed to development of the mine. The Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, which represents the commercial drift net fishermen in Bristol Bay, was quick to react to the lawsuit filed by the Pebble Limited Partnership. In a prepared statement, the group's executive director wrote that instead of working with the EPA or submitting its long-awaited official permit applications, Pebble has chosen to file a Hail Mary lawsuit in hopes of further delaying EPA's public process. Catherine Carscallon from Dillingham is the sustainability director for the BBRSDA. She disputes the contention that the EPA is setting a national precedent by using its 404C veto authority on the proposed Pebble Mine.
Well, EPA has had this authority for about 40 years, and they've only used it 13 times. And only once before have they used it proactively like we're requesting. So I don't see how this sets any sort of precedent or opens up new opportunities for EPA. They've always had this opportunity. They're just very careful about where they use it. And Bristol Bay and the proposed mining at Pebble, this is a very unique case, and it's taken us years to convince EPA that this is someplace they should act and use their authority. It took 3 years of study. So this is not EPA expanding their authority. It's just using it in a very specific way.
The BBRSDA has long supported the request made by several Bristol Bay tribes back in 2010 for the EPA to use its 404C authority. Many of the tribes have come together under the banner of United Tribes of Bristol Bay, which released a statement Thursday afternoon stressing that the tribes asked the EPA to come to the region. Spokesman Robert Hyeno says the agency's science provided the basis to initiate the Clean Water Act process, and he's confident the process will be upheld in court. Instead of supporting the EPA's 404C process, Mike Heatwall says the partnership is hoping to eventually get approval for the project under the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA.
The best outcome, we think the appropriate outcome, is for the EPA to stop its work on a preemptive effort to block the project and allow us to continue to finalize our development plan, bring that forward for a permit application under the Clean Water Act via the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and have a thorough, rigorous, and science-based objective review under the National Environmental Policy Act process, which is how projects such as Pebble should be judged in Alaska and in the U.S.
The NEPA permitting process can be quite lengthy, and many observers believe it could take 5 or more years and involve the writing of a massive environmental impact statement. Trout Unlimited, which has long fought development of the proposed Pebble mine, issued a statement calling for the Pebble Limited Partnership to drop the lawsuit and release a mine plan. Tim Bristol is the Alaska Program Director for Trout Unlimited.
We expected them to take it to court at some point, but the fact that the EPA has not rendered a decision yet left us scratching our heads. It doesn't seem like there's anything for the Pebble Partnership to sue over at this time, and we just kind of see it as just another example of a company that is in desperate straits and is willing to try to do anything to derail the EPA process. It just seems premature, and I'm not sure. You know, I'm not a lawyer, but it doesn't seem like they have much of a leg to stand on.
The suit challenging the EPA's 404C process was filed Wednesday in the Federal District Court. So far, no hearings have been scheduled. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.